I just want to encourage everyone out there. If I could ever leave anything with anyone, it's just to love others and to be kind. And being kind goes a long, long way in life and a long way in this world.
Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Jared. Joining me, of course, is my co-host, Christine. Christine, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm behaving and I'm so excited. You know, thank God it's today, Christine. And there's a reason I'm saying that is because the creator of TGIT is Tammy Smith. She's here with us. Basically, she's passionate about helping others by imparting positivity through her motivational words. She's a motivational speaker with a background in public relations and the entertainment industry. Tammy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I'm so excited to be here. Yes, TGIT. Thank God it's today.
I'm feeling the energy. And yes, thank God it's today. And today just happens to be Tammy on the podcast, which, yeah, there is no better way to do today. So that said, I want to kick off with an icebreaker, and this is intentional. We ask a question to kind of throw you off and see just if we can learn a little bit about Tammy. And this question is, what is the best concert that you have ever been to?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I saw Maroon 5 row 3 for New Year's Eve this last year in Vegas.
Nice.
I don't know, but the close second, you guys, though, was Elton John. Elton John is fabulous in concert.
I've heard that. I have not seen him live.
If you get the chance, you know, all of our concerts have completely shut down. Yeah. And so, I mean, Maroon 5 sounds exactly like their records. I mean, it's just perfection. And so is Adam Levine. Come on, I can't lie.
From row 3, mind you. Row 3.
Yeah, row 3. I mean,
Vegas.
Yeah. Little crushing. He looked really cute, but he sounded fabulous and flawless. But Elton John is just the whole concert was just like such a great performance. It was incredible. But I've seen a lot of really good concerts. And speaking of that, I have tickets to the stadium tour with Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett coming up.
Oh, Lord. So, I'm a little bit worried about your liver, Tammy.
Oh, no. That's what I was saying. It starts at 4:30. And my 19-year-old was like, well, I'll go with you, Mom, because I have 2 tickets and I don't even know who I'm taking. And she's like, I'll go with you. And I was like, I think those people are going to be drinking all day and I don't want to be around that.
Out in the Texas sunshine. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
It's going to be something else. If they even have it, I hope they still have it.
I hope they still have it, too. That sounds like it'll be a lot of fun.
Great icebreaker, though. I love it.
Well, good. There's more where that came from.
We have another. We have a finish this sentence, Tammy. A great way to spend a family weekend is to blank.
Lay by the pool and let me cook all my wonderful ribs.
Amen. Oh, my God. Oh,
yes. That's what we did on Memorial Day. Oh,
ribs.
Oh, so good. Yes. I make some killer ribs. Oh,
adopt
yes.
Adopt me.
Everybody says that when I post pictures. They're like, really? You can cook like that? You're a pit master.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Well, when you have as many kids as I do, you have to learn how to cook well.
So. Yes, true that.
So we have a follow-up question. Just curious, what is something that you'd like to teach your children to cook?
Oh, my goodness. They love to cook everything. I recently taught my youngest to make the chicken enchiladas. So I make homemade enchiladas from scratch. Mm. And so I was showing her how to do those. But I typically show them everything I make. That's, I think, a lost art nowadays. Like, people don't know how to cook. And so I really like to involve them in things. Like, I recently, since COVID, taught them how to grill. You know, I was like, you need to know how to turn on the grill, how to properly, turn it on and off and always clean it. I mean, I showed them all of that and let them grill the food. I just kind of supervise, and they're doing a wonderful job. I'm proud of them.
Well, you're speaking my love language when you're talking ribs and enchiladas. I'm like, Holy.
I know, I'm so hungry.
Yeah. I'm so You know what? Hey, we're going to go eat after this, ironically.
Yeah, good call. All right, so I'm gonna switch it up on you. So just like Christine gave you a finish the sentence, I'm going to give you a this or that. I'm going to give you two options. You pick one and share the reason why. And this or that, raw oysters versus fried oysters.
Oh, my gosh. I just recently tried both. And I cannot do them raw, but I tried, bless my heart, but I have to be fried.
So it's got to be fried.
It's fried.
But at least you tried it, right? You tried the raw.
I did.
You just said, oh, that's not me.
I tried both.
Fair enough.
You know?
Fried it is.
I can't do oysters either. No.
Well, can you do fried oysters, though, Christine?
Probably, but I've only had like clam strips fried. I don't think I had oysters.
It's time to step it up.
I encourage you to try them, Christine. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll have to put that on the list.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. I have another finish the sentence.
Okay.
The key to being a mom of six is like.
The key to being a mom of six is having fun. Like, I always want to have fun with them. And like, we play games. Like, we're the games family. I don't know. The close second is pranks. We're pranksters, and like literally, like my 19-year-old, I don't know. That's still part of having fun. Like literally today, you know, somebody called me in the kitchen, and I walked in, and my 19-year-old daughter jumps out and screams, and I screamed and threw everything up in the air, and we just laugh about it. And I said, we have to start recording these because you would have years worth of pranks. I mean, literally, they are always scaring me, pranking me. It's hilarious. We're always laughing around here. So, yeah, having fun.
Yeah, having fun and specifically pranking people. That's good.
Yes. Yes. Big time prank. Big time prank.
My wife and daughter are like scared to death of like bugs. I don't know why, but like, so I will put something that looks like a bug, like a roach or something. It's not, you know, real, but I'll put it like right by them, and I'll be like, hey, what is that? And they will just like scream.
Flip
like,
out.
That's so wrong. You know?
All right. So you're killing me because we do the same thing.
In my heart, I have so much joy, you know?
Oh my gosh. All right. Funny. Like my youngest bought this pranking kit and they know my biggest fear is a roach, is those big water bugs.
Rightfully so.
And so, yes. That's
terrible.
And so she's put those things like in my bed under my sheets and they'll just wait for me to scream bloody murder through the house.
Right. Yeah.
And like even this morning, that's why I'm laughing so hard. I get up, you know, and like there'll be a blanket or something on the couch and I fold it, you know, that's part of being a mom of six. And so I go over there to fold it, and I was like, what is this by the chair? And it was like a 4-inch-long fake cockroach, and I'm screaming.
No, thank you.
I've got to send you a picture of this thing, because it's literally still there, because it's fake, I know, but I still won't touch it, because it creeps me out. Nope.
make one of the boys get it.
Yep.
All right, so
I'll send y'all a picture.
We're going to get back into the this or that. So two options, all right?
Okay.
Your favorite exercise, Brazilian jiu-jitsu versus weights.
Ooh, weights, because I do it like every day.
Okay.
But
you do have a fondness for the jiu-jitsu, is that right?
I do both. I do both, actually. But I really prefer, I just have to look at once a week class versus 5 days a week I work out with weights. And I just crave my weights. I love them. I'm not a cardio person. I want the weights.
Yep.
I just
weights it is.
I'm not that cardio person.
Okay.
All right, I got another finish the sentence for you.
Okay.
The best way to prepare for a Facebook Live is to
breathe.
Good answer. I feel like we're on like Family Feud. Good answer.
Yeah. I literally do. I'm just like, okay. Just breathe. And then hit live.
And sometimes that may or may not be with makeup. That may or may not be with
that's right.
You're perfect outfit.
Right.
But that's
you're what exactly
I
right.
I think that's one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you, Tammy, is we're like, hey, Tammy's a down to earth kind of gal. You know,
I love it.
She can talk. You know, when she's dressed to the nines, and then she can do it all natural, and it's all good.
Yes, I've done it without even brushing my hair in the morning in my workout clothes. And on a side note, I hadn't brushed my teeth either. So there you go.
Wow. But there is no morning breath on Facebook Live.
Thank God for that. Thank God there's no morning
breath. Scratch and sniff the phone.
Wow. I hope they never invent that, by the way. That's
right. Oh, my goodness. No. Yeah, well, we don't want that one.
So this is a kind of an awkward transition because we're having fun and we're laughing, but you know, life isn't always laughs. I mean, you've had some challenging things happen. So it's pretty documented for people that know about you and are familiar with what you're doing, that you had a near-death experience last summer. And is there anything you can tell us about that? What did you learn from that experience?
What I learned from it was just like, you know, I just thought everything was normal that day. You know, I had just gotten back from the beach, which I'm about to go back to next week. So I'd just gotten back from the beach. Like we had all been on summer vacation and, you know, that day I went to the bank and had to sign some paperwork and, you know, picked up some groceries and just everything was normal. But then I had an incident, which I can't discuss all of it for legality purposes right now, but everything changed in one night. My whole life was turned upside down. And, you know, I didn't have a choice. You know, I nearly died. I was in the hospital and I left the hospital that next day. And I was like, I did not go through this for nothing. My pain can't be in vain. I have to help other people. I have to, because it was so traumatic. And I just knew then, I knew, I was like, God, you saved my life. Like literally, I should have died. And even the emergency room doctor was like, I can't even understand how you survived this, but I did. And so I knew, you know, it's just very seldom that you know that God actually stepped in and saved your life. Mm-hmm. So I knew, I was just like in tears. I was so emotional. I couldn't quit crying. And I was just like, God, you really saved my life. Like beyond a shadow of a doubt, you saved me and I'm here for a reason. And so what is it that I have to do? I mean, I just knew immediately. Like the next day, I knew I had a mission is what I call it. I'll often say this, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, I have goals or I have a vision or this I want to do. Well, I have a clear set mission in life, and that's to help other people and to bring hope and to help people not feel lonely and to show them that you can go through anything in this life and you can overcome it with positivity. And that's what I'm doing right now. I am still like my whole life was just thrown into chaos and disarray. And I had to really step up and take control of that and go, okay, am I going to sit over here and curl up into a ball and cry and be depressed? Or am I going to pull my bootstraps up, so to speak, and take charge of this and not let this pull me down? Because it can very easily do that when you go through those kind of things. And I just immediately, like that survival instinct, that's the only thing I can say when people ask me how I did that. It is literally a survival instinct. And like my will to live was greater than my fear ever was after that. Like I was like, fear cannot touch me, because my desire to live and to live life to the fullest is so much greater than fear now. That's why I will get on the Facebook Live with no makeup. That's why I'll get on there shaking every time, because I'm like, it's more important to get this message out there than to sit here and be afraid and not help people.
I was going to ask, yeah, what compelled you to start doing the Facebook Live videos to get them?
I just got on one day and just started just sharing from my heart, because I knew how alone I had felt in that process. And I was like, I know there are many, many thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of people out there feeling this too. They may not have gone through the same situation, but we all go through situations. And so many people do feel alone. And that was my heart. My heart was for people. Like, I just have so much love for people and so much compassion because of everything I had walked through. And I just wanted that one person, I always say that one person that day to know you're not alone. You're not alone out there. It may feel like it, but I'm right here and I know how you have felt and do feel. And the response was incredible. The messages in my messenger were flooded, like hundreds. And I mean hundreds and hundreds. I still can't get through them hardly ever. Each day it takes me like hours to go through them every night. But the feedback was what really skyrocketed my passion. I was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I wanted to do. And people were reaching out to me and saying, I could not have made it without that message today. You popped up on my Facebook because I keep it on public. So it's just open and people can share it.
Yeah.
And they'll be complete strangers. And they're like, you popped up. I don't even know you, but you were used to touch my life. And I was like, okay. I mean, I've got to do this. I've got to continue to do this. And, you know, so like the one time I didn't even have any makeup on, I dropped my kids off and like, I just jump up and throw my workout clothes and I take them and I come home and work out. And, you know, I just kept feeling this feeling, get on the live. And I was like, no, I haven't brushed my hair. I don't have any makeup on. I can't do that. And he said, just do it. God said, do it. And I was like, okay. And so I did. And I had a man write me that watched that very Facebook Live and was suicidal. And so, I mean, I was just in shock that Facebook Live made that impact. And so I decided right then, okay, now I know why you said get on there. And okay, God, you're in charge. And when you tell me to get on, I'm getting on.
So that Facebook Live basically saved a life is what you're saying.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. And he wrote me in lots of detail and we've kept in touch and he's gotten some counseling and stuff. Of course, I encouraged him to do that because I'm not a therapist or counselor. And, you know, I didn't want him to fall back into that and something happened to him. So he did seek help and he's doing well. And that wasn't the first or only incident. I've had that message come through many, many times since then. And that blows me away. So I know that this is exactly what my mission is and to continue to do that. And of course, I don't just do the vlogs, you know, I post positive quotes constantly and people will write me and say, I needed that. Like that was so perfect for me today and it helped me. It just comes in constantly. The feedback is there. So, you know, if it's making an impact, I'll continue to do everything I can do to help others.
Sure.
You mentioned the one guy that you helped. Has your message helped any other men?
Yes. I've had several people write in, women and men, that were also suicidal and have shared their stories with me. And it's really amazing because we become close friends and I know their lives and their wives and their husbands and their children. And I pray for them and even their pets. I even know their pets because we just become close when you go through something like that, that bonds you, that someone says, you were my earth angel. And I'm like, it's all God, but I'm glad that he could use me. Mm-hmm. And you just do, you become close to those people. And you literally, like, there's one man that has had cancer for the third time. Now he's in his third round of cancer. Oh. And I literally check on him every single day. And that's just part of what I do. I mean, I care about these people. I call them my tribe. They're my TGIT tribe. And I will always check on them. The ones that I know that have reached out to me, they know that I'm there. And I've, you know, I have people all over the world. That's what's beautiful about it. You know, I don't just have people here in the United States. I've got people in Australia, Morocco, London, Canada, Belgium. People are reaching out to me from all over the world. And I'm just like, wow, this is so amazing to be able to have that type of impact, you know, to share that positivity. Everything I went through is worth it because of that, because it's changing lives worldwide.
It can be tempting, Tammy, to hide vulnerability sometimes. Why do you think that vulnerability is important to you? And how has your vulnerability made it where others can relate to you?
For me, I lived many, many years. Today's Facebook Live was, what type of mask are you wearing? And that was how I lived my life. I put on a fake smile and I posted a positive quote, not for people, but for me. I couldn't survive without that positive quote that I posted every day. It was for my own like endurance to get through that day. But I did. I put on this perfect facade of this perfect life with the whole perfect everything. And it was not true. And I was very, very sad and lonely. And I know now, you know, that's why I do what I do. I know that people are living like that. And I also know that it's not helping people if you're just putting out, you know, how they talk about, oh, they have the perfect relationship on Facebook, but you don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
Right.
It may not be that. There may not be a perfect marriage or home life or many, many things that could be going on behind closed doors. And I just know that that is a very true thing. And I feel like people don't want to see the perfect person, you know, that has everything together. That makes them feel even more insecure and inferior. Like, I could never be like him, or I could never be like her. I could never have their relationship. And so that's why I am completely transparent and vulnerable. And I will cry. I cried today on my Facebook Live. I will cry. I will laugh. Whatever, you know, I'm feeling at the moment, I'm just real. And people need to know that there are just real people out there like them, that are just people next door that have been through hard times, that are still going through hard times, and that it helps them to understand they're not alone even more. I just think that so many people can, you know, like hide behind that mask and put out that facade that they have a perfect life. And I don't think people can relate to that because no one has a perfect life. Mm-hmm. There's not anyone. And so that's for me. I strive to just be real. And that's part of my story. You know, like God was like, okay, your mission is to help other people. I want you to do it while you're going through it, not after you get on the other side. And then you tell people, oh, well, I did this step, that step, that step, and now I'm great. Mm-mm. God said, you get on there and you show them today is a hard day, or today, you know, I've had somebody hurt me, you know, in my situation, you know, like hurt me like verbally or whatever, or I've been bullied. I've been through a lot of things, and I will just get on there and share it. And people are like, I've had this happen in my family too. So they can relate. I'm actually walking through it and sharing it as I'm walking through it. So that's the difference in my story.
What encouragement do you offer to anyone that's been suffering or that suffers from anxiety or PTSD?
I actually have PTSD, so I understand. And it's very hard for people to understand the triggers and the things associated with PTSD until you've actually experienced it. Because I've watched movies before, and then now I've gone through it and I have it, and it is very hard. Of course, I will always, like I said earlier, encourage counseling of any type. There are lots and lots of free counseling sessions available for PTSD through each and every state, which I can always, you know, find that information out for them and help them have a contact number because I have access to all of that. But also, you know, I am real on there, and I did Facebook Live on PTSD and going through it one day. And I just, you know, let them know that for instance, the one day that I was really, really suffering, I had taken my kids to school and I was just like, you know, I just want to get back in that bed and cry all day. And I was like, but that's not what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to get up and do some laundry and do this and work out and that and that. And you know what? God said, it's okay. Sometimes you need to get in that bed and cry. And so I got in that bed and I cried. I cried, I cried, I cried. I got it out. And then I got back up and I washed my face. And then I did my workout and all the rest. You know, then I put my makeup on and then I was good. But that's part of the problem, is that we all think it's not okay to let it out. And it's better to let it out. You need to get those feelings out. The reason so many people break and so many people get suicidal and depressed is because we have all of this stereotyping on us and all of this pressure to like put on that mask and to appear perfect. And that's part of who I am. I want them to know that it's okay to get in your shower and scream and cry and let it out. It's okay to cry into your pillow. It's okay to do those things because that is a way that you release it. And it's also okay to put on your running shoes and run for an hour if that's your outlet. It's okay to find your way to release that and overcome it. But the big thing is to make that choice and do it. You just have to. You have to be strong. And that's what I encourage people to do. You may feel weak for the moment, but then you have to, like I said, wash your face and get up and keep going every day. And that's why I like to share that with people that I know, because I've been there many days.
Tammy, you're planning on expanding your message beyond Facebook Live, possibly into a podcast. Tell us about that, and what do you have in mind for that show?
Yes, I'm actually working on getting everything set up now. You know, during COVID, everything quit shipping, so I couldn't get all of my materials, but I actually just got in the microphone. Mm-hmm. And so I'm working on right now, setting up the podcast, and it's going to be called Thank God It's Today with Tammy. And it's going to be based not just on my story. Of course, I will eventually get to share in a series of episodes my entire story at some point. But my deal is everyone has a story, and someone can benefit from everyone's story. I can't touch everybody. Everybody hasn't experienced what I have. But you have a story, each of you. And that can impact someone I never could. So I want to have guests on that will share their story and how they overcame adversity and be able to share positivity with people that way. So that's what the podcast will be based on. And we'll have a YouTube channel. So there will be video footage as well as audio. So I'll put it on every level. Also working on a book. So the book is in progress right now. And I've even been approached about a movie. And I'm working on an entire merchandising campaign because people love TGIT and they want it. They're asking me. I've had people like, they're like, I want a hat. I want a shirt. I want a bumper sticker. I want to be able to put that on my surfboard. You know, just all kinds of things that people want. So all of that, you know, you guys know, as you are podcasters, that everything takes time. It's just a process. Mm-hmm. And so, but it is all in the works, and I'm super, super excited.
I want ribs. So, I don't know if that's going to be on the menu, but.
You know what?
You get a shirt.
let me tell you something. Every time I cook, this is what you really need to know about me. Every time I cook, because I'm a mom of six, I don't know how to make a small amount of food. So when I cook, like when I make chicken enchiladas, I make like three whole casserole dishes.
Oh, Lord.
When I make my homemade soup, it's the big, huge pot, and I have to freeze it. I mean, so I make like three slabs of ribs, like 10 cheeseburgers, hot dogs. I do it all. So you guys just need to come to Fort Worth, Texas, and I'll just cook you guys some ribs.
Right.
We will be in Dallas, Fort Worth in October. That is not a joke. So Tammy, I am serious. I'm going to keep it tight.
Stay in touch. And
I know where I'm going.
It will probably still be hot in October in our area. But if it's not, then we'll make those enchiladas because those will make a great meal on a cold day. So I got y'all covered either way.
Okay. I hope you awesome. don't forget. we are for sure coming in October.
Where's the food? I was so deep food.
I will feed y'all well. And then you'll be able to testify about all that good food.
All right, I'm ready.
Oh, yes. Tammy, who's doing something that inspires you?
Who's doing something that inspires me? I have to think about that one.
It doesn't have to be. Yeah, it can be anything.
Wow.
And it can be past, present, future. Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
Gosh, I can't think. Second. No, you know what? I'll say my friend Brandy. She's a podcaster. And she and I, her name is Brandy Singleton. And she actually, we connected through my publicist and we did a phone interview and we just like hit it off. We were like, we both love unicorns. And so we both just like, we're like best friends. And I have to say that there's like even another lady that she and I were the same way. And so I think I'm very inspired by these women that are actually stepping up and doing the podcast shows and doing interviews. And, you know, even like you, Christine, I'm so excited. Like it was usually it's men. It's always men and nothing against men. You guys are amazing. Y'all rock at everything. But like it's harder sometimes for women to like especially do their own show. So I'm very, very inspired by both of those women because I aspire to be just like that, to have my own show as well.
Tammy, it took me 5 years to get Christine to co-host the show.
Really? See, you're wonderful, Christine. That's why these guys are just like
true story.
Men are so, you know, y'all are fluent and talking to guys and like sports talk and all the kind of really cool stuff you guys do. And I mean, I'm a talker too, but still, it's still intimidating to do your own show and all of that. So I admire you, Christine, and I admire those women that are stepping up to the plate and providing a show, and especially like empowering other women to do the same. And like those two ladies have been there and talked to me and encouraged me and said, I'm right here if you need me. And especially Brandy and I, we are always texting each other, sending each other unicorn emojis, all that.
That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, it's really, really cool. It's great to meet friends along the way, you guys.
Yep.
Like, yeah. It's so important, just like we're talking now. But I will seriously feed you guys in October. You will have a place to come and eat.
We will seriously be there.
And I love that about the journey, that I'm getting to meet people all over and getting to have these, you know, wonderful friendships with all of you guys. It's very, very encouraging.
Christine's going to bring the fake roaches and plant them.
No. That's him. See, he's already thinking about pranks. No, that's
he's
him.
Trying to prank. Yeah,
it's a prank house. Well, okay.
Is a prank house. Believe me, there's already a bunch of them in here. Like I said, I'm going to send you a picture of that one. I'm not kidding. It's like 4 or 5 inches long, and it's still laying there on the floor.
Fair enough. Tammy, as we start to wrap up, two questions. One, I'm sure people are going to want to check out your Facebook Lives and learn more about the podcast when that launches. So where can listeners connect with you online?
I am on Facebook. You can find me on my public page. It's called Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y. So if you search that, you'll find me. Of course, if you search the hashtag TGIT, you will find me all over social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all over the place. And YouTube is to come, and the podcast is to come, as well as a website and merch.
Sweet.
All right. Any final thoughts for our listeners, Tammy?
I just want to encourage everyone out there. If I could ever leave anything with anyone, it's just to love others and to be kind. And being kind goes a long, long way in life and a long way in this world. We need more of that. You know, just sharing a smile or opening a door, buying a coffee for somebody behind you at Starbucks, you know, just little things like that, you know, they make such a big impact. And so that's what I would encourage everybody out there to do, is just to share love, you know, let somebody cut you off and just wave instead of being angry. It's true. Just I try
wave.
To do that.
Yeah, but if
always.
I think you're waving a gun, you got to be careful.
No.
I have a special finger.
Well, I'm glad
waving.
I live in a small town. No.
I'm kidding.
No, yes. Don't do that above all.
No, I need the TGIT spirit. Yeah.
That's right. When people cut me off or whatever, I'm just like, come on. You know, I've waved my hand and say, you can have it. Go ahead.
It's not worth it.
So I would just encourage people to do that, just to share love and compassion and kindness in this world. We all need more of it.
Well said. Tammy, thank you so much for your time. And we're excited for all the things to come and look forward to maybe having you back to talk about when these things come online. And maybe there's a book down the road. Who knows? I'm sure you got lots of things up your sleeves. And we look forward to potentially dining at your home.
Well, the door is
well worth
always
it.
Open. The door's open. And thank you guys for taking the time and having me on your show. I'm very grateful.